Now let's look at the caveats of agile development. There is truly a heavy investment. As an individual developer, I rarely use this method. I've only used it when I've consulted with firms. It's a major change from how we're used to developing. When we get to iterative design, that'll be something that the individual developer can use. But agile development requires a change in the way we go about our daily process. It can be frustrating to constantly have to check in with a client and spend almost as much time in meetings as we do with development and design. It also takes a different management style, where your manager is likely to ask you how you're doing often. So it requires a change in attitude and behavior for everyone involved. But there'll be far less frustration and more successful projects, which leads to more money.